弟兄姐妹们平安。
平安。
主日是分别为圣的日子，邀请弟兄姐妹们准时来到教会，带着警醒敬畏的心，我们在这里一起敬畏这位全能、圣洁、公义、慈爱的耶和华神。经上记得说，你们来看神所行的，他向世人所做之事是可畏的。他将海变成干地，众民步行过河。我们在那里因他欢喜。他用全能治理万民，直到永远。他的眼睛鉴察列邦。悖逆的人不可自高。万民啊，你们当称颂我们的神，使人得听赞美他的声音。弟兄姐妹们，请起立，一起我们用诗歌来赞美拥戴我们的万主之主、万王之王。主为王，
来拥戴主为王。星辰造物之主，在之中
我们常常为神所赐给我们的恩典而感恩，我们是不是也常常为神所收取的而感恩？我们要称谢耶和华，因为他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存，献上感恩的心。
盼望之路，你
我们一起低头。亲爱的恩主，在这一个分别为圣的日子，你众儿女们带着一个敬虔悔改的心，主，我们来到你施恩的宝座前，我们恳求你在宝座上面能够悦纳我们这一群得蒙你宝血亲自救赎的子民。我们用自己的心灵和诚实，主，向你发出我们的敬拜和感恩。真的恩主，我们在我们还做罪人的时候，还在我们悖逆的时候，主恩主，你就在十字架上面为我们成就了这一个恩典之路的救恩。恩主，我们再次为此献上感谢。在这一年当中，我们你在我们的教会，在我们你众儿女当中所给的引领，我们为此而献上感恩。不论我们所遇到的是一个顺境，还是我们遇到的是一个逆境，不论是我们得着什么，或者是我们失去什么，因为赏赐的都是你，收取的也是你，我们一切的好处不在你以外，我们为一切这得着失去的顺境逆境，我们献上我们的感谢。恩主，我们也恳求你每天给我们的引领，带领我们每天口中所说的话，手中所行的，让我们一生的果效都存留在你的永恒，蒙主你亲自的一个纪念。我们也将今天普世教会的讲台，主，我们仰望在你的手中，祈求你亲自用你的话语光照你的仆人，让你仆人宣讲你自己的话语，让来到你面前的儿女们，主，都能得到丰富的得着。我们为今天一切的敬拜，我们献上我们的感谢，祈求祷告不配，奉靠主耶稣基督圣名而求。
Amen.
请坐。今天诗班为我们要献的诗歌是感谢恩主的祷文。
感谢主因你的慈爱，虽离所去无畏不惧。
天路的旅程当中，我们是不是常常渴望耶稣能够与我们同行，提醒弟兄姐妹们，我们每天读经、祷告和灵修的时刻，这就是我们与主同行的时刻。邀请弟兄姐妹安静等候，预备我们领受今天信息的崇拜。
求听我祷告，留心听我的呼求，因你的心事和公义来应允我。耶和华，求你赐恩典，帮我度人生历练。你作王掌权，早晨我要听你赐言，因我依靠你，使我得知当行的路，因我仰望你，教导我遵行你旨意，因你是我神，叫我得知是你道路，因我等候你。
大家请起立，我们一起聆听神的话语。今天要宣读的经文出自希伯来书十章十一到十四、十九到二十五节。凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能赎罪。但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了，从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳。因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。这是神的话语，请坐。
让我们一起祷告 ，Let's pray。亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典，主啊，我们感谢你，主啊，今天是你自己的日子，是你自己复活的日子，也是你得荣耀的日子，主啊，我们感谢你的恩典，我们这一些原本不配，我们也不能，主啊，你竟这样白白的把你的救恩给了我们，让我们能够成为你的儿女，而且到你面前来敬拜你，主啊，这是何等奇妙的事情，也是何等荣耀的事情。主啊，当我们众弟兄姐妹聚在这里的时候，主啊，求你聚集我们的心，让我们有一个合一的心，让我们用心灵肯诚实，能够在你的面前来向你下拜，来向你敬拜。主啊，我们谢谢你，主啊，你是我们的主，你是我们的神，你也是教会的神。主啊，求你自己亲自对我们说话，主啊，也求你开启我们的耳朵，让我们能够聆听你的话语。主啊，我们谢谢你，主啊，我们真是把教会仰望主，感谢你，让我们今天可以听到建造神家的话题，特别是你给我们的话语，求你自己真是开启我们的心，也求你自己特别保守你自己的仆人。 主啊，我们也把教会中间主啊每一位都仰望主，主我们特别为诸牧师诸师母他们在外界的脚步，主啊求你看顾他们保守他们，谢谢你的恩典。主啊，我们也把教会中身体有软弱的，主啊我们也一一的恭敬的都仰望主，主啊求你自己保守他们的心，也求主自己的大能医治他们。我们特别把 CC 小妹妹主啊，把超辉姐妹主啊，把他们都恭敬的仰望在主的手里。主啊，我们也真是纪念到主啊，真是家珍姐妹的身体，主啊也求你看顾她。主啊，我们也真是把欧阳伯母的身体也仰望在主的手里，我们许久没有听到她的消息，也求你自己保守她。主啊，我们求你特别的看顾她。主啊，我们也特别为在真是在把 Vera 她的身体仰望主，我们感谢你。主啊，我们也特别在远方的在上海的白小燕姐妹的身体也仰望主。主啊，求你自己的大能也托住她，也保守她。谢谢你的恩典。主啊，我们感谢你，你给我们的恩典是何等的大，特别是在这个感恩的季节的时候，主啊，让我们常常的、天天的、时时的数算你的恩典。主啊，我们感谢你带领这个教会，从开始到今天，你的恩典实在是数算不清。我们从凭着喜乐的心来到你的面前，感谢你。这样的祈求祷告，乃是奉您主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。我很短的介绍一下我们今天的讲员哈，这个 Reverend Royal Tingleberg。那其实跟我们在我们教会这个开始我们一起成长的弟兄姐妹，如果还记得的话，十二年前的时候，那他们就来到我们中间。那我特别记得他那边的讲道，我到今天还没有忘记哈，也是很是时候的讲道，正是我们教会在购地在建堂的时候，我们遇到所面临的困难的时候，他有一篇旧约的道，正好来提醒我们。那现在是我们教会真正在开始大家怎么样一起来建造这个家的时候，那今天它的主题就是建造神的家。我想我不多做介绍，我就把下面的时间交给他 Reverend Royal Tingleberg。
平安。
Peace to you.
Good morning everyone.
我要跟大家说早安。
Today I want to talk to you about your theme for 2012, Growing God's Family.
我今天想跟大家谈一谈你们教会的今年的主题，这样建造神家。
And although the year is almost over and maybe you have talked about this before, I think it's good for us to think about it one more time.
虽然我们也许已经接近年尾了，而且也你们一定也讲过很多次，但是我觉得还是可以再来重新看一看。
And so the scripture that I would like for us to focus our attention towards is from Matthew chapter 16.
所以我想我们看看马太福音十六章的经节。
Where Jesus says to Peter, after Peter has acknowledged that he is the Christ and the Son of the living God, Jesus says, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
当彼得认主为基督的时候，那耶稣就跟彼得讲说，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
I want to focus primarily on that second part of that verse.
我要特别让我们注意到这个 verse 这个经节的后面的一半。
Where Jesus says, I will build my church.
在这个英文上是讲，就是说这一段是说我要建立我的教会。
We first see that is Jesus that is going to build the church.
一开始我们看到是耶稣要建立这个教会。
He's the master architect.
他是最主要的建筑师。
He's got the building permits.
那他也有这个建造的执照。
He's going to be the general contractor.
他也是这个包工。
He's the one that is the head of the church, and he is going to build his church.
他是这个教会的头，他要来建造这个教会。
As Elder Bill said, I was here 12 years ago.
就像丁长老刚才说，十二年前，他在这里。
At that time, I still had hair on my head.
那个时候还有满头的头发。
So if you don't recognize me, I don't blame you.
所以也许你不认得他。
But the church, this church, ACCN, was much smaller then.
但我记得，十二年前北堂是比现在小很多。
And as I look at the church today,
但我看到今天的教会的光景，
I am impressed with what God has done.
我心里面非常欣慰神对你们的带领。
As the worship team led us earlier today, we sang the song "Give Thanks."
崇拜跟诗班带领我们感谢主。
And we should give thanks for what God has done in this church.
我们真的是要为神的带领而感谢他。
When I came 12 years ago, the English congregation was probably maybe 40 people.
记得12年前英文部大概不到40个人。
And of course, the Chinese congregation was a little larger, but it was quite a small church then.
虽然中文部可也许大一点，但是总的来讲，实在是一个还算是小的教会。
So praise God for what Christ has done here in this church.
所以真是赞美主在这里所做的工。
When I was 17 years old, I had the opportunity to participate in a summer mission trip.
记得在17岁的时候，有个机会。有夏天的宣道。
And this mission trip was to the country of Guatemala.
到南美的瓜地马拉去宣道。
And there were 30 of us from various parts of the United States, and one even from Scotland, and a couple from Canada.
有30个人，大部分在北美，还有从欧洲而来的。
And we went to Guatemala to build a church.
我们到瓜地马拉去建造一个教会。
When we got there, the church members were digging the trenches for the foundation.
当他们到那里的时候，当地的教会的人正在地上挖那个根基。
And 8 weeks later, when we finished, the roof was up.
那八个礼拜以后呢，就教堂就建起来了，屋顶也都盖好了。
It wasn't a big grand church like this church. It was maybe something for about 100 to 200 people.
并不是像你们这样大的教堂。但是也是很不错的一个教堂。
But we put brick upon brick on that foundation.
我们把一块一块的石头把它砌在上面。
We were mixing the cement. We were even making the cement blocks.
那在这个建造的这个基础上面，就是一块一块的石头，用水泥跟石头把它搭起来。
At the end of the summer, I was actually very delighted to see this building that had come up from just the vacant lot to a full church.
在这个夏天的过程中，我真的很高兴的看到这个教堂从一块平地上建立起来。
But those of us who were part of this 30-person team, we didn't build the church.
但是我们这三十个人并不是去为了建造那一个房子。
We built the building.
虽然我们建了那个建筑物。
When Jesus says that he's going to build his church, he's not talking about a building.
当耶稣说他要建造神的家的时候，他并不是指的只是这一个建筑物。
He uses a Greek word, ekklesia, which means the called out ones, the gathering of his people.
希腊文 ekklesia 就是讲说让众人来聚集。
And so Jesus is talking about gathering his people. The choir sang, "We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing."
所以神让我们聚集在这里，向他得祝福。
When we come together, we are the church.
当我们聚集在一起，我们就是这个教会。
The people are the church.
我们这些弟兄姐妹们就是这个教会。
When you look at this passage, we see that Jesus continues and he says, "And the gates of Hades will not overcome it."
然后这个经节里讲说，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And when you see this, you see that the church is moving.
你可以看到这个教会。是一个活的，是往前走的。
The church is advancing.
教会是有进展的。
The church is not a building, and it's not just a gathering, but it's a movement.
教会并不只是一个教堂，而是一个活的一个这个活的运动。
In Jesus' time, cities were old walled cities.
在耶稣的时代，很多城都是有城墙的。
And they had gates that would open and close.
有城门可以开关进出。
A couple of years ago, we had the opportunity to visit China.
两年前我们有机会到中国大陆去。
And we went to Confucius's birthplace.
到孔子的老家。
And you remember that old town? They have the old wall and the old gates.
看到那里还是有城墙跟城门。
So get that picture in your mind.
所以你可以想象那个光景。
Now, in order for The church to go up against the gates, the church has to be advancing.
当我们要能够通过那个门的话，我们必须要往前行。
It's not hell that's advancing against the church.
而不是被它所局限。
But it's a church that's moving.
而是一个教会继续往前的成长。
Moving against the kingdom of darkness.
而是我们的成长是来对付这阴间的权柄。
So the mission of the church is to continue to advance.
所以一个教会的这个宗旨就是要继续往前的成长。
Jesus gave us a picture of how he wanted the church to advance in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
所以耶稣在使徒行传一章八节给我们一个看到成长的一个形象是怎么样。
And he says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem.In Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
所以一章八节讲说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
So do you see how the church is moving?
所以你可以看到一个教会怎么样前进，怎么样成长。
For the early disciples who received God's word in Jerusalem, they were to start there in their hometown.
最早的使徒得到神的话语，在他们本地的地方，开始行动。
And then they would move out to Judea.
然后他们到犹太全地。
And then they would move out to Samaria.
然后到撒玛利亚。
And then they were to continue on to the very ends of the earth.
然后要继续直到地极。
For your church, we could look at how the church began in the mother church in Atlanta, the Tucker Church.
我们可以看到，我们的教会最早在Tucker 的母堂。
And then it moved up here.
然后搬到别的地方。
And then it's moving on again to the Northwest Church.
然后我们还看到还有西北堂的职堂。
And we see how God is advancing the gospel throughout the greater Atlanta area.
所以我们可以看到神在华人里面在怎么样让他的福音增长。
That's like the Jerusalem church going into Judea.
就像耶路撒冷的教会到犹太去一样。
But you'll notice too, they were also called to go into Samaria.
但是你知道，除了犹太以外，他还到继续到了撒玛利亚。
Jews didn't really like to go to Samaria.
你知道，犹太人并不喜欢去撒玛利亚。
They didn't really feel safe in Samaria.
他们觉得那个是一个不安全的地方。
You know from the scriptures that Jews didn't like Samaritans.
我们知道说在圣经上讲了，这犹太人是看低撒玛利亚人。
So I want to ask you, what's your Samaria?
所以我想问你说，在你的心中，你的撒玛利亚是什么？
What's that neighborhood that God might be calling you to, as a church, reach out to?
所以是神呼召你去的地方是哪里？
Who are the Samaritans in the greater Atlanta area that God wants you to love?
在我们周围，谁是我们的撒玛利亚人？神要我们爱他们。
We need to be moving there too.
因为我们要成长到那个地方。
I've heard many good stories of the church and the witness that this church has, how the youth group will go to work in apartment buildings and go on mission trips.I feel that the church is already demonstrating its willingness to go into Samaria.
所以我听到在这个教会的青少年到这个城里面这个比较有需要的地方做宣道，然后也到城外很远的地方去做宣道。所以我觉得这个教会真的是在这个上面一步一步的成长。
And so God is leading this church.As a movement going forward.
所以我们可以看到，真的是神亲自的带领这个教会一步一步的成长。
Now we see how Jesus said that He will build His church.
我们看到一开始讲说，耶稣讲说他要建造他的教会。
And if we see, look at Acts 1:8 as the blueprint. This is the plan that He has to build the church that will go to the ends of the earth.
所以我们也在看到在使徒行传耶稣也把他这个建造的蓝图告诉我们。
We also need to see his building plan.
我们也看到他这个建造 的计划。
And in this building plan, we look into Ephesians chapter 4. It says that Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
所以基督他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
So part of the plan for building up the church is for God to give people to lead the church.
所以这个建造的这个过程，是不是神要借用不同的人来建立他的教会？
We see there are apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
所以我们看到有使徒、有先知、传福音、牧师和教师。
But the job of these leaders is not to do all the work of the church.
但是这些带领的人并不是要做教会里所有的工作。
The job of these leaders is to equip the people, the church, the members of the church for the work of service.
这些带领的人，他是要装备所有的弟兄姐妹。
In Christ's building plan, it goes like this. It goes from he to me as a pastor or a leader to we as a church.
所以从神那里来的工，降到一个带领的人身上，一个牧师，然后带领所有的弟兄姐妹一起来做工。
So the pastor should always be trying to give the ministry away to the members of the church.
所以一个牧者应该是把这个该做的工作分配带领给大家。Always
trying to raise up disciples so that they can start to do ministry in the church.
所以在众人之间，可以带领出有门出来，可以带领大家一起工作。And
when the church goes from the pastor to the people, then the body is all growing up together.
当把这个圣工从牧师 带到所有的这个门徒，然后所有的弟兄姐妹，这个就是生命的成长。So
we see that Christ's plan to build his church is that he will send people to build up the members of the church. And then he also tells us in Romans chapter 12 that these people have been gifted with gifts, spiritual gifts, for the ministry.
所以我们看到神要借我们所有的人 来做建造他的教会，那在罗马书十二章这里继续的告诉我们。So
let's look at verse 4, where he says, "And just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others."
所以在第四节讲说， 正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。He
says we have different gifts according to the grace that is given to us.
我们每一个人有不同的恩赐，都是从神那里而来。If
a man's gift is prophesying, let him prophesy.
如果一个人他的恩赐是讲预言的话，
let him use it in proportion to his faith.
他讲预言就应该照着他信心的程度说预言。If
it is serving, let him serve.
如果是做执事的话，就要专一执事。If
it is teaching, let him teach.
如果是教导，就要专一的教导。If
it is encouraging, let him encourage.
如果劝化，就当专一的劝化。If
it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously.
施舍的就当诚实。If
it is leadership, let him govern diligently.
治理的就当殷勤。If
it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully.
怜悯人的就当甘心。So
we see that Christ's plan for building his church is to give the gifts of the Spirit to the body of Christ.
所以我们看到基督建立教会是经由我们众人的给我们的恩赐，让我们在这里一起同工而建立他的教会。And
as you exercise your gifts, the body is built up.
当我们这里每一个人都来实行，都来一起同工做这个的话，那我们就在这个当中被建立起来。
And that way, the church continues to advance.
这个就是如何一个教会继续往前成长，往前往前走。
Shortly after I went to Guatemala, there was a civil war there.
在我去瓜地马拉不久以后，当地就发生了内战。
And when that civil war happened, all the missionaries had to pull out of the country.
那所有宣道的人在内战开始的时候就被迫必须离开那个地方。
So people were worried, what's going to happen to the church?
所以离开的人都心里非常惦念的说，那里的教会会怎么样？
Recently, I had the opportunity to go back to this church that I built when I was 17.
那经过了这么多年，从17岁时候到现在，我最近又有机会去瓜地马拉。
We drove a rented van up the road out into the countryside in the mountains where I built that church.
我们开了一个租来的车，经过很远的山路，来到当初所建造的教堂。
I didn't have an address, so in my broken Spanish, I had to ask people, "Do you know where this church is?"
因为我的西班牙文并不是很好，只能很勉强的跟人家沟通说，询问说这个教堂在什么地方。
And the hotel in the city outside.There I asked somebody, and he said, I think I know that church.
在一个城外总算找到有人说，我可能知道那个教堂在哪里。
He was the night clerk at the hotel, and he said, I'm off tomorrow. I'll be willing to drive you up there.
所以在这个旅馆工作的说，明天有空可以带你一起去那个地方。
So he took us up into this area called Nimasak, outside of the city of Totonicapan, and drove us up. I was driving. He guided us up the road.
所以就带领了他到了很远的城外。
And then we started asking all the people in this vicinity about this church. Do you know where this church is? Do you know where this church is?
所以到处问说，询问说，知不知道这个教堂在哪里？
The area had changed a lot since I was there as a teenager.
在这几十年里面的当中，那个地方已经改变了很多。
Finally, we found a group of men that said, "Oh, I know the church," and they walked us to the place where the church was.
所以最后总算找到人说，我知道在哪里，然后一直走到那个地方。
And the church wasn't there anymore.
但是那个教堂已经不在那里了。
And I was so disappointed in a way because I wanted to, I took my wife there, my children there, my parents were there. I wanted to show them this church that I built when I was 17.
心里非常的失望，因为我带着我的太太、孩子，还有我的父母亲到那样，真的希望可以让他们看到我当初十七岁时候所盖的教堂。
And the leaders said we had to tear the church down.
当地教会的领袖告诉他说，他们必须要把那个小教堂把它拆了。
Because it was too small for us.
因为那个教堂建筑物已经太小了，不能用了。
They took me across the street and they showed me what was their temporary church, and it was the roofing of the building that we had become the walls, and they had grown so much that they tore the church down, and they were now reconstructing a new church in the place where I had built one when I was 17.
在那个被拆掉的地方，他们正在盖一个更大的、更实用的一个建筑物。
And you hear this story, and you can think, isn't God good?
所以想到神是不是真的是这么如此的善美？
When they started to tell me that, I actually started to cry.
当我听到这个时候，我眼泪不自禁地流下来。
Because this church that could hold 200 people was now too small, and they had to tear it down because they had 900 people that were coming to worship.
在原来只能容纳200人的一个教堂，现在变成一个900人的教会。
But it wasn't the work of a missionary.
并不是一个宣道的人所做的工。
It wasn't the work of a pastor.
也不是依靠的一个牧者的工作。
It was the work of Christ in the hearts of his people as they used their gifts, the church grew.
而是基督借着送给众弟兄姐妹的这恩赐，大家一起同工，而一步一步建造起来的。
We could say the similar story of what happened in China.Back in 1949, when the missionaries had to exit China.
在国内1949年的时候，也是很多的宣道都必须要离开那个地方。
And a lot of Westerners were wondering what's going to happen to the church.
很多西方的宣道士心里面都非常挂念说，以前建造的这些教会教堂会怎么样？
The church grew.
我们看到这个教会大大的增长。
Because Jesus is the builder of the church.
因为耶稣是建造教会的人。
And because Jesus is the builder of the church, we can have great confidence that he will keep on building his church.
因为是耶稣建造的，所以我们知道说我们是可以有信心的，会继续成长。
Pastors may come and go.
牧者有来有去。
But Jesus is the head of the church, and he will keep on building it.
但是耶稣是这教会的头，他会持续不断的继续带领成长这个教会。
So we don't have to worry about the church.
所以我们不需要为这个教会而担心。
Because the church is in Christ's hands.
因为教会永远是在神的手中。
Remember, he said, "I will build my church."
记得他说他要建造他的教会。
He's the builder.
他是个建筑者。
He's the one who has the plan.
他是有他的计划的。
And his plan is to work through you to continue to build this church.
神的计划就是借由我们弟兄姐妹每一个人来建造这个教会。
I hope and I pray that you will receive this word as a word of encouragement.
我希望为祷告大家能够听到这个鼓励的话。
But I also hope and pray that you will receive this word as a word of motivation.
我也希望这个是为祷告，这个是给大家一种鼓励。
So that the movement of the Holy Spirit, the movement of God, would happen here and go out.
所以神经由我们的这个成长是会不但在这个地方，而且会从这里往外成长。
It would go out to your Jerusalem.
啊，到我们的耶路撒冷。
It would go out to your Judea.
到我们的犹太。
It would go out to your Samaria.
到我们的撒玛利亚。
And that through ACCN, that the church would go out to the ends of the earth.
神的工经由北堂可以到直到地极。
Because this is the plan of Christ.
因为这是耶稣的计划。
And we are the people of Christ.
我们是神的子民。
We can have confidence that he who began a good work in you.
我们有这个实在的信心，他已经经我们开始做这个工作。
We'll carry it on to completion.
我们会继续的，一直到完成。
Let's pray together and ask God to carry on this good work that I saw begin back in 2000 as a small church and that will continue to grow it.
让我们大家为了这个教会从2000年开始一直成长，然后还以后神继续的带领。
That he will accomplish his plan and his purpose through you.
神会经由我们来完成他的计划。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你传讲我们的话语。
We thank you that our confidence for the church is in you.
主啊，我们知道我们的信心都是在你身上。
That you are the builder.
你是建筑者。
That you are the one that brings the growth.
一切的成长都是你所带领而来的。
That you are the one that transforms lives.
你是转变我们的人。
You are the one that brings gifts to the church.
我们的恩赐都从您那里而来。
I pray for this church that you would bring to this church the right people.
我在这里祷告神继续带领赐给对的好的弟兄姐妹。
Pastors and teachers who can equip the body for the ministry.
还有这里的牧者还有教师能够装备这里的教会。
And I pray that you will also just pour out your spirit upon the people so that they can bring their gifts to the ministry.
主啊，真的让你的灵浇灌在我们身上，所以我们可以继续做你的圣工。
So that the body will continue to be built up.
所以教会的就是主耶稣的身体继续的成长。
And that the church will continue to grow.
这个教会继续的壮大。
Let this church be an expression of the movement of your Holy Spirit.
让我们这里所做的一切都代表神你的意思。
May it advance into places of darkness and bring light.
让 我们这里所做的一切，把神的光照到那些黑暗的地方。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这一切奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
神，我们谢谢你的恩典，主啊，你的荣耀实在是在我们中间，主啊，求你开启我们的眼睛，让我们今生能够紧紧地跟随你，愿你自己借助你的教会不断地把你自己的福音传开，不但是近处的，更是远处的，我们谢谢你，主啊，我们谢谢你的及时的话语，也谢谢你自己 的安慰，更是谢谢你给我们的鼓励，感谢主，愿耶稣基督的恩惠，神的慈爱，圣灵的感动，常与我们众人同在，直到永远。
彰显荣光，他